A podcast listener named Joe writes in to ask a perplexing question faced by all of us. Should I pray to Jesus or to the Spirit or to the Father?
It is remarkable, Tony, how many people over the years have asked me this question. It's just one of the most common, and it's a good one. And I think I understand why it comes up so much, because we have traditions that most of us grew up in, and we wonder, well, is that tradition the only permissible way? For example, most of us, it's true for me and my family, most of us in the evangelical family probably grew up beginning our prayers with Heavenly Father or Our Father or Dear Father, and ending them with In Jesus' Name, Amen. That's a liturgy that we've just learned. Pray to the Father, close in Jesus' name, Amen. And frankly, I'm going to argue that's a great tradition. I think children should grow up with that form as the main form of their prayer. Pray to God the Father in the power of God the Spirit, in the name or by the authority and the merit of God the Son. That's the Trinitarian structure mainly of prayer in the Bible. And so it's not surprising that it's profoundly rooted in Scripture. So Hebrews 4, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, crucial word, therefore, let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. We only can come to God in prayer pleading for grace because we have a high priest, which is why we pray in Jesus' name. I would never let my kids, at least I tried not to, use In Jesus' Name, Amen as a throwaway phrase at the end of prayer. I told them, don't slur that. Don't rush that. These words express something glorious and essential. We have no access to God without Christ and His name. And so when we pray in Jesus' name, we're saying that to the Father. I'm coming not in my own name, not in my own merit, not in my own worth. I'm coming because Christ loved me. Christ died for me. Christ rose for me. Christ intercedes for me. That's what that little name, that little phrase carries, and it's just huge. And Paul draws in the third member of the Trinity, right? In Ephesians 6:18, praying at all times in the Spirit, or Jude 1:20, you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, which I think means realize that your heart would never have an inclination to pray to God for true blessing apart from the humbling, transforming, faith-giving work of the Holy Spirit. So confess this, say this to the Lord and to yourself. I rely upon the Holy Spirit when I pray in Jesus' name to the Father. And of course, Jesus put it totally plainly in John 15:16. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. Now, having said amen, amen, that's the basic right good tradition, I want to also say it is good and it is healthy to speak to Jesus as your friend and Savior and Lord and guide and to the Holy Spirit. Even though some manuscripts are different here, the best one, most of the modern translations translate John 14:14 like this. Jesus said, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And Revelation 22:20, we're speaking to Jesus when we say, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. And we respond, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Or 1 Corinthians 16:22. If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. And then we talk to the Lord, oh Lord, come. And frankly, Tony, my own soul says, if I grieve the Holy Spirit, which it says I do in Ephesians 4:30? If I grieve the Holy Spirit, I think I should say, I'm sorry to the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's just strange if he's a person and I have grieved him that I would just ignore talking to him and go to the Father and say, I'm sorry, I grieved your spirit. Well, that's okay, but there is something profound in the Trinitarian reality of the personhood of the Son and the Spirit that we would treat them as persons. So my conclusion is, let your normal, regular praying be prayer to the Father through the Spirit in the name of Jesus, but realize that Jesus and the Holy Spirit are persons, and to speak to them as a saved sinner would cannot be unnatural.
Thank you, Pastor John, and thank you for the question, Joe. We recently talked about prayer in another episode, episode number 413, titled, When Should I Stop Praying for Something? Be sure to check that out. Well, it's Friday, and we have a long weekend ahead of us here in the States, thanks to Labor Day. But the Ask Pastor John podcast does not take a break. No, we will be back on Monday. I'm your host, Tony Ranke. Have a wonderful extended weekend.